Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier, I'll stand up for you. When your world comes crashing down, I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier, I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. If you suspect, are found out by admission or incriminating evidence that your spouse, the father or mother of your children, your life partner, your significant other is gay, and you need help handling this devastating information, we are here for you. We understand how difficult and debilitating this can be. Here at South Florida Connects, we believe no straight spouse should be left behind. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751. That's 954-983-9751. And leave us a message with your contact information, and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. You can be anonymous, as we do not need to know your name to help you. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization. Turn to South Florida Connects for straight spouse awareness, as no straight spouse should be left behind. Go to southfloridaconnects.com for more information.
Let me be a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas Brown, your host, and this evening we will be talking about straight spouse children and their emotional responses. Last time we talked about straight spouses and we talked about the anger, the pain, and the depression that sometimes goes along with it. And this evening we want to talk about the children, because you and your children will experience some of the same emotions. As you process your separation or your divorce from your gay spouse, even if you are still living together, you will have some emotional issues dealing with what will definitely affect your children. Anger, low self-esteem, sadness, and loneliness are just a few feelings that each of you may go through, and beware that you and your children may be experiencing these emotions at different times and at different levels, but you will definitely notice that your children may experience some of the same feelings that you are going through. Because children will experience a different set of feelings as well, such as split loyalties to each parent, guilt, and the feeling that everything in their life, everything that is happening right now between you and their dad or their mom is their fault. You have to be careful to watch out for that, because they tend to internalize stuff like that. Now, these feelings are natural and are to be expected. You can only help your children by letting them know their feelings are normal. Teach them how to deal with and overcome these difficult emotions. because you know how you feel and it is difficult for you. So just imagine how difficult it is for them to see their family disintegrate with this big secret. And even if some of the kids don't know what the reason for the breakup is or the reason for the alienation, they will sense that there is something different between mom and dad. Now, there are deep hurts and anger that you and your kids have to work through, because this situation, this straight spouse situation, this mixed orientation marriage situation is not just about you and your gay spouse. It's also about your kids. If you are the custodial parent, you will be the beneficiary of a lot of their feelings, a lot of their hurt feelings, a lot of their angry feelings. You will have to deal with that and kindly take it into consideration, because they are venting a lot of their anger towards you. But it's just because you are the most available. It's not personal. If you are the custodial parent, you are likely the one who gets the brunt of your children's conflicting emotions. So pay attention to their actions and their responses, and always ask questions, and remember that it is not personal. One thing I always say to people, for those of you who believe, just ask God for help. You know, you could just say, "Dear Lord, help me to deal with my own emotions in a healthy manner so I can teach my children to do the same." You know, pray that your children will feel free to share their hurts and worries with you. You know, because God provides healing, He provides help. We just need to call on Him. Now, Nehemiah 2 verse 2 says, "Why do you look so sad? You are not sick. Something must be bothering you." You know, so let us examine some of the different emotions that may bother our children. Let us examine some of the emotions. Let's look at the first one, anger. Dr. Archibald Hart says, "You must first understand the purpose of anger in order to help your children through it." What is the purpose of anger? Anger can force your system to protect itself from hurt and fear. Anger helps you overcome obstacles. Anger puts right what has been wronged. Anger can let you know that something is threatening to you. Have your children responded in anger because they might feel threatened by a new development in the home? Do you have a child who might be attempting to right a perceived wrong? Are your children covering up a hurt, or are they covering up fears? Pay attention. Dr. Hart and Dr. Les Carter offers advice on how to respond to your children's anger. Let me begin by saying, understand the purpose of the anger, because anger has a purpose. Remember, your anger has a purpose. Even though it might be misdirected and misguided and not expressed in a meaningful, purposeful, logical, rewarding way, your anger has a purpose, and your child's anger also has a purpose. So understand the purpose of the anger. Respond to the anger with tremendous empathy. Avoid becoming defensive. Yes, they may lash out at you saying that you are the reason why the family broke up, but don't become defensive. Give your children permission to talk about it. And be willing to use the word divorce, because if you are getting a divorce, you need to be willing to talk about it and to use that word. It may be a dirty word in your family before all of this happened. It may have been a dirty word, but now it is a reality word. So don't be afraid to use it. Be honest. Let them know that you are struggling with feelings and adjustments too, because they may think that this is just them. But let them know that you are struggling too. Do not feel you have to solve their problems or give an immediate answer. No, don't do that to yourself. Adults may not realize anger can be scary to a child when the child doesn't understand what is happening. So take time to let your children know that being mad is a normal reaction to the breakup of the family. Tell them that while they may be hurting on the inside, it is not okay to hurt others. And please, whatever you do, take the same advice for yourself. A gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger, Proverbs 15, verse 1. So pray that your children will open up to you and share their struggles and their feelings. Ask God to help you to know the best way to help them. Do your children express anger appropriately? Children rarely know how to express their anger in appropriate ways. Most children express their anger through lashing out and using disruptive behaviors. They may scream, kick, hit, cry uncontrollably, throw things, and resort to temper tantrums. Many times, their expression of anger only serves to get them in trouble. So be careful that your children's temper tantrums do not mimic yours. Yes, be careful. Some children will experience a tremendous amount of energy when they are angry. Give them constructive ideas about what to do with the energy they feel when they are angry. Teach them to maybe vacuum the floors, clean their room. Maybe they can go practice a sport, wash the walls or the windows. Channel the energy, channel the anger, channel the angry emotion, which is going to definitely bring an outburst of energy. You know, just channel it. Or you can let them play a musical instrument if they are so inclined. But find an activity. Any activity that is constructive that will help to burn off all that pent-up angry energy. You do not want them walking around and going around with that inside of them. Remember what is your anger is doing to you or what it was doing to you? You don't want that to happen to your kids. If a child is screaming and shouting insults, because that will happen, that may have been happening already, that is not the time to approach the child. Yeah, you might think that you want to shut them up, but just explain to the child that when he or she is calm, you will be more than happy to sit down and discuss things. This may, unfortunately, mean temporarily putting space between you and your child, but you are the adult. You cannot get into a shouting match. So as a parent, you can model appropriate ways to express your anger. Please do look for ways that model this behavior. Children will learn by watching what you do and say to others more than by hearing what you say to them. Let me repeat that. Children will learn more by watching what you do and say to others more than they will learn from hearing or listening to what you say to them. So teach your children what you will accept in your home. Yes, situation is bad right now. Dad or mom has announced that they are gay and your marriage is not what it used to be and will never be the same again. And you are kind of feeling lost. But remember that adults are not to be treated like children. And do not allow another adult to treat you, the straight spouse, like a child in front of your children, because children live what they learn. Encourage your children to get to the place where they can talk about their anger. Give them permission to say, "I am mad," without you getting upset. Encourage your children to think of ways to deal with their anger the next time it arises, because believe me, it will. just like how yours keep boiling over every now and again, theirs will too. You may not understand why your children have to experience all of this anger. Are you sure why you are experiencing all of your anger? See, you're not always sure. It says in the Bible, you don't have to understand. Just rely on God. You don't have to understand everything. And they may not understand everything either, but they know that something is wrong. And whatever it is making them angry. I want you to know me, to trust me, and understand that I alone am God. I have always been God. That is what he said in Isaiah 43, verse 10. He alone understands. So don't expect your children to understand what's going on when sometimes you yourself don't understand it either. So rely on God for help to model trust in him so your children will see and know that God will take care of their hurts and their hearts. Your children's loss of self-esteem may be causing them to have emotional outbursts. That's another effect of separation or divorce and straight spouse children. It is a loss of self-esteem. A loss of self-esteem is a loss of confidence in one's value. Children will feel powerless because their world is falling apart and they feel incapable of keeping things together. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like that? You, the straight spouse, the parent, do you feel like your world is falling apart and you are incapable of keeping it together? Imagine how your kids feel. Parents can help rebuild the loss of self-esteem by giving children back some of their power. How do you do that? Building self-esteem can be accomplished through giving children choices and allowing them to make their own decisions when applicable. This can be as simple as allowing a preschooler to choose his or her own clothes, permitting an elementary school child to select what the family will eat for dinner, and allowing a teenager to choose an appropriate bedtime. You know, like you were telling them they need to go to bed at 9:30. Maybe, you know, they could go to bed at 10. Start with easy decisions and gradually increase the importance of the decisions as the child grows and matures. You may not be able to bring the other parent home or make them behave in a way that's responsible. Or you cannot change your spouse's orientation, but you can help the children realize they have a choice to love both parents. They have a choice to love and honor God. When children have some control over their lives, they will feel better about themselves. You will feel better about yourself as a parent when you realize your children are becoming independent. So continue to build up their self-worth by loving them unconditionally, helping them understand they can't be perfect at everything, teaching them to accept the disappointments, and teaching them to accept themselves for who they are. In God's eyes, remember, your children are beautiful and special and wonderfully and fearfully made. It is clear to us, friends, that God not only loves you very much, but also has put his hand on you for something special. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 4. Your children is loved by God so much. So help them to build their self-esteem and help them to understand how much they are loved, not just by you, but by God. Depression is another thing that affects your children's emotional health. Children can go through periods of deep depression. As they grieve the loss that accompany divorce, the following symptoms of depression are common in children. They may withdraw from others. They may prefer isolation. They may not talk and appear sad. they may not have energy or just sits around, has no interest in hobbies or other activities that used to be of interest to them. Your children may cry often, and they may be sensitive and very easily offended. Do you recognize any of those in yourself, the straight spouse? I thought you would. Research has shown that children as young as 10 years old or as long as 10 years after divorce are still depressed. What is at the root of the depression? It is the loss that they have experienced. Not only the loss of a parent, but the loss of dreams, the loss of ideals, the loss of the intact home. God has designed us to respond to loss with depression, which can be damaging to children if they do not learn how to recognize and cope with it. Of all the emotional consequences of divorce, that is the one emotion that parents pay the least attention to. Pay attention to your children and their emotions, even if it seems impossible with work and other responsibilities. Take the time to notice changes in their behavior and talk with them about it. If they are sad because they miss the other parent, let the children know your feelings will not be heard if they want to talk about it. Teach them how to acknowledge and grieve their losses, just like how you need to acknowledge and learn how to grieve yours. Teach them about the comfort of God, just like how you could learn about that for yourself. God, who comforts and encourages and refreshes and cheers the depressed and the sinking, comforted and encouraged and refreshed and cheered us. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 6. As you go through this depressing time, remember, you are on the road to recovery. You are on the road to your healing as a straight spouse. Your children need you. They need you to be strong. They need you to understand what they are going through. They need you to understand and help them in a positive, constructive way. No matter what is happening in your life right now, your children need you. So pay attention, open your eyes, and understand what they are experiencing, because some of the same emotions that you are experiencing are also being experienced by them. Understand that it's very difficult for you, the adult, to handle these new emotions. Some of them may be new to you. So imagine how difficult it is for your kids. Now, this is the time when some kids may be lost to you forever. If you are not paying attention, you are not in tune to their needs, you do not want them to turn to other people who might not have their well-being at heart. Be prepared to answer the tough questions. Be prepared to provide them with guidance and direction. I know you would like to be curled up into your own little world, locked up in your room with the windows covered and the room dark. But remember, if you have kids, they need you. So find a way to be able to support them, even if you have not been getting the support that you need for you. Now, that is one of the reasons why I always tell straight spouses, reach out to support groups. Reach out to others who understand what you're going through, because this is one of the ways that you will become stronger, so that you will be and can remain the good parent that you have always been. Your children need you more than ever now, even though you don't know how you're going to pull through all of this. even though you don't know how next year is going to be. They need you today. They need you now, because if you turn your back on them because of your dilemma, because of your straight spouse situation, because of the hurt and the anger and the resentment and the abandonment that you may be feeling, they may turn to others who may exploit them and hurt them in the worst possible kind of ways. Let your children be able to come to you for their emotional support. Don't let them think that it's best for them to go to a stranger who may not support them in a healthy way. Be there for them. Yes, you're grieving the loss of your marriage. Yes, you're grieving the death of your marriage. Yes, you're grieving your situation. But if you have kids, remember that they will be grieving too, because this is their family as much as it is yours. Be there for them. Don't expect them to be there for you. That is not their role as kids. Do not lean on your kids like that. Lean on other adults. So if you want support, you can send us an email at ffconnects@gmail.com. That's S as in Sam, F as in Frank, connects@gmail.com. And tell us what support you need, what help you would like. Also, you can call our support hotline at 954-983-9751 and leave us a message with your contact information and someone will get back to you. We also have 3 times weekly support chats online. If you are listening to this program right now, you have access to the internet, so you can send Bonnie, that's my straight spouse mentor and a leader of our support network, an email asking for information to join our support chats. We meet on Sunday nights, Tuesday nights, and Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Send an email to bonk@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com, and ask for information to join our support chats. This has been very helpful for women all over the United States, all over the world for that matter, those who join the groups. So you need to be able to talk to people who understand your pain. Someone or others who have walked in your shoes, who have taken this journey, or who are still taking this journey, because they understand you more than anyone else. If you can afford to find that to hire a therapist, it is good for you to enlist the services of a professional so that you can get the children the help that they need. You need help for you, and your children need help also. So if you can afford that, it would be a good idea to do that. Professional help is the best way to go. But if you can't, some of you have pastors and spiritual leaders who are very knowledgeable in straight spouse awareness issues. They can help you to get through this. But some of you have pastors and spiritual leaders who are so behind back in the 60s and the 50s, they have no clue and they will never understand what you're going through. So I'm going to suggest that you avoid talking to those people, because they will just make you and your children hurt even more, and that is not what you want. You want healing. So join our support group. Or there are so many other support groups online that you could join, but I'm suggesting that you join ours, okay? And remember that you are not alone in this. You are not alone. So don't leave your children to be alone in this on their own. And remember, we also have a support group for kids of parents who are gay. So you can send Bonnie an email at bonk@aol.com also, and tell her that you are interested in getting the information about the support groups. Now, this is not for little kids. This is for teenagers and young adults, adult children of the gay parents. this support group is for them. They will be supporting each other because this is so needed. And as I reflect tonight and, you know, look at the emails that I received from some of you and listen to the voice messages that some of you leave for me, I know that you are hurting. And that is why I continue to make the effort to do this radio program, because I want to be able to support you in the most constructive way possible. And as I prepare to head off to Houston tomorrow, where we'll be having our Straight Spouse Healing Weekend Retreat, I will be thinking of you, those of you who keep sending me emails and, you know, we are doing the support through the emails. I will be thinking of those of you who will not be able to join us in Houston. And remember, no matter what is going on, you are not alone. Just reach out for help when you need to. You do not need to handle this by yourself. You are not alone, because life was not meant to be this difficult, period. May God continue to bless you, and I just want you to continue to reach out. And those of you who believe in a higher power, higher than yourself, just reach out for that support, because God will never leave you alone. God will never leave you alone.
You have been listening to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and Straight Spouse Awareness peer support. Subject matter discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running, so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters. And maybe a song.